The celebration of the Eucharist, Holy Mass. The Eucharist, or Holy Mass, which the Apostles celebrated from the beginning, is the center of the liturgy of the Church. Since then, the Mass has always been the same. We are going to consider the meaning of the different parts of the Mass and the dialogues between the priest and the faithful. We shall also deal with the obligation of attending Mass on Sundays and holy days, once one has reached the age of 7, has use of reason, and there is no serious excuse for not attending. Participation in the Eucharist. The Mass is obviously the greatest act celebrated on earth, and when we attend it, we should participate with the utmost interest and devotion, trying to obtain the maximum fruit. Since the Mass renews the sacrifice on Calvary, we should be present with the same feelings that Mary had at the foot of the cross, where she was accompanying her Son, fully identified with him. The parts of the Mass. The liturgy of the Mass evolved according to a fundamental structure, preserved throughout all the centuries. It includes two moments intrinsically united, the liturgy of the Word and the liturgy of the Eucharist. These are preceded by the initial rites and followed by a conclusion. Initial rites. The Introit is either recited or sung when the celebrant approaches the altar. The priest kisses the altar as an act of veneration, because it is a symbol of Christ. The priest greets the faithful and invites them to recognize their sins, praying, "I confess," or other prayers approved by the Church, which are prescribed in the Roman Missal. Although this penitential act does not have the effect of a sacrament, for mortal sin is pardoned only by confession, we have to sincerely repent of our sins. The initial rites end with the recitation or singing of the Kyrie and at times of the Gloria, followed by the opening prayer or collect. Liturgy of the Word. It consists of readings from Sacred Scripture. On Sundays and solemnities, there are three readings, one from the Old Testament, another from the New Testament, and the third from one of the Gospels. On weekdays, there are only two readings, the last one being always from the Gospels. Between the readings, the responsorial psalm is either recited or sung, with a response repeated by the faithful. Homily. The priest, taking his cue from the readings or from the particular feast being celebrated, explains the truths revealed by God and taught by the Church, so as to instruct us in the faith and to encourage us to improve our lives. The profession of faith, or the creed. It is a solemn act by which we confess our faith. It is recited or sung standing. We bow our heads as a sign of respect when we say the following words: "By the power of the Holy Spirit, he was born of the Virgin Mary and became man." The prayers of the faithful. Through these petitions, we pray for the Church, for the Pope and the hierarchy, for the civil authorities and for all men, especially for those in need. Eucharistic Liturgy. This is the main part of the Mass. During the consecration, the sacrifice of Christ on the cross is renewed. Presentation of the offerings, or offertory. The priest offers to God the bread and wine, which are the matter of the sacrifice. Other offerings can be brought along with the bread and wine. The priest invites the faithful to pray so that the sacrifice of the Church is accepted by God. "Pray, brethren, that our sacrifice may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father." And the faithful answer, "May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his Church." The preface is a hymn of praise and thanksgiving, recalling the prodigies of God, and it ends with the praise of the angels in heaven. "Holy, holy, Hosanna in the highest. The Eucharistic prayer, or canon, with its climax in the consecration, is recited by the priest in the name of Jesus Christ, with the intention of consecrating. These are the words Jesus recited at the Last Supper. In this moment, Christ becomes present, renewing the redemptive sacrifice of his passion and death. It is the proper time to make acts of faith and to beseech Jesus for the living and the dead. Rite of Communion. It begins with a brief introduction to the Our Father, followed by other prayers. Then the priest raises the sacred host, proclaiming, "This is the Lamb of God." And the faithful reply with humility and faith, saying, "Lord, I am not worthy to receive you." The best way to participate in the Mass is to receive Communion, but one must be in the state of grace. The faithful who do not receive Communion can recite a spiritual Communion. Rite of Conclusion. With the greeting and the final blessing, the Mass comes to an end. Those who have received Communion may wish to stay a few minutes giving thanks to our Lord. Responses of the faithful during the Mass. During the Mass, the faithful recite prayers either in dialogue with the priest or praying along with him. These are prayers like, "I confess," "The Gloria," "The Creed," etc. It is useful to learn these prayers so as to recite them with dignity during the Mass. These prayers can be found in the Missal or in a prayer book. The first precept of the Church is to attend the whole Mass on Sundays and on holy days of obligation, so as to teach us the importance of Mass and to help us to keep the third commandment of God's law. The Church binds us, under mortal sin, to attend Mass on Sunday and on holy days of obligation. This obligation begins once members of the faithful have reached 7 years of age, have attained the use of reason, and have no serious impediment. The Church wishes us to attend Mass not because it is an obligation, but out of personal initiative and generosity. The Church even invites us to attend Mass daily. The reason is obvious. The Mass is the center and the root of the life of the Church and of every Christian. If we were fully conscious of what the Mass is and represents in our lives and in the life of the Church, we would seriously strive to attend daily Mass. Resolutions for Christian life. Listen attentively at Mass, participating in the responses and behaving with due reverence. Make the resolution of never omitting Mass on Sundays or on holy days, and also of attending Mass some other days when there is no obligation.